Bethlehem, Bethesda, Capernaum, or Nazareth? I'm looking for you to call me, give me the right answer, put what is in front of your response. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but we'll be back with some new music from Doe. It's called Brighter. That'll be next when we come back in the Ham Camp.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Just to see Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And when she came to Jesus, this loving Jesus, this saving Jesus, when she came to Jesus, this healing Jesus, this delivering Jesus, this dead raising Jesus, this same water walking Jesus, when she finally got to Jesus, hello somebody, when she finally got in close proximity to where he can see her and where he can hear her, hello somebody, the Bible said she cried unto him. I don't know about you, but I don't mind crying to the Lord. Hello somebody, and she cried unto the Lord. See, you can't cry to everybody. You'll soon be all of us. Hello somebody, but when we are in trouble, we have to know how to cry unto the Lord. And she did it respectfully. She did it like this. Jesus, thou son of David. Now, I'm not trying to be important here, but Jesus, thou son of David. She said, have mercy on me. Not that I deserve it, but have mercy on me. Not because I've been living so right. Hello, somebody. She said, but have mercy upon me. You ever needed some mercy and cried out, Lord, have mercy on me. In other words, this woman, she was saying, Lord, I done traveled across the country to see her. She said, Lord, I done traveled down the dangerous road to get here. She said, Lord, because it's my daughter, Lord, my child. And she said, my daughter is all messed up. Amen. And they're loving Jesus, that caring Jesus, that water walking Jesus, that miracle working Jesus. When she got to him, this is what he said. The Bible said that he answered her not a word. He didn't smile or anything. The Bible said he answered her not a word. What do you do when you're in a crisis and you call upon the Lord and the Lord don't answer? What do you do when the light's going to be cut off on the fifth, and today is the fourth, and God is being quiet? What do you do when sickness and pain has wrecked your body? Hello, somebody, and you're calling on God. You're running out of time, and God gives you the silent treatment. I don't know about you, but every now and then I have to call upon the Lord. And when I'm in trouble, I have to call upon the Lord. This woman here is saying, Lord, I've waited patiently. I've done everything that I thought I need to do to get to you, Jesus. She said, I was humble. I was truthful. I didn't expose my problem. In other words, I'm wide open here. And it didn't stop this woman, though. See, this woman was crazy. She was in trouble. You got to be crazy behind the Lord. Amen. So even though Jesus didn't say anything, this woman didn't stop. Hello, somebody. Let me tell you something. If you're seeking something from Jesus, you can't stop. Hello, somebody. If rejection will stop you, you'll never be successful. I don't know about you, but any successful folk out here can tell you that they had to go through rejection after rejection to get to their business where they wanted. But this woman, this old woman who was in trouble, she kept on coming. Like, Lord, maybe you didn't hear me. Lord, she said, help me. It's right there in the Bible. She said, Lord, help me. In other words, Lord, do something. My baby's messed up at home. Lord, fix this. But then she did something out of the ordinary. She did something that many of us don't do no more. The Bible said that she got down on her knees. When was the last time you got down on your knees? The Bible said she got down on her knees, so she began to worship him. And can I tell somebody that if you want to get the Lord's attention, you ought to start worshiping him. If there's anything weak about God, it is praise. And I don't know about you, but this woman got down on her knees and began to worship the Lord. See, this is what real worship is. Anybody can worship God when you got a pocket full of money. Anybody can worship God when everything in your life is going well. But you have to be a real believer to have all hell breaking loose in your life, and you still clap your hands. I say you got to be a real believer when everything around you is closing in, but you still worship God. It takes a real believer to say, no, he slayed me. I don't know about you, but it takes a real believer to still come to church and know your bills are due. It takes a real believer to praise God in the midst of your storm. Anybody here that will praise the Lord in the midst of your storm? Anybody here still can clap their hands even though things are tore up from the floor? Anybody here has worshiped the Lord when everything in your life was hurt and messed up, but you still waving your hand? Oh, God. He found out that by getting down on her knees, see, the devil gets nervous when you get down on your knees. Demons tremble when you get down on your knees. And praise God. Anyhow, anybody here? God, I'm going to praise in the house. I'm going to praise him, even though I might have to get my crutches. I'm going to praise him, even though I might have to get my water. I'm going to praise the Lord in the midst of the storm. She didn't do no complaint. She didn't fuss. Hello, somebody. She didn't tell God, you did it for sister so-and-so. Lord, you ought to do it for me. No, she didn't do none of that. This woman, she got down on her knees and said to herself, I'm not going anywhere, even though you're quiet on me. When Jesus realized that this woman wasn't going nowhere, I don't know about you, but I remember telling the Lord, Lord, I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. And Jesus, he looked around, as he looked around, he told this woman, it's not meet for me to give the children's bread to the dog. You would have walked out of the church. Pastor called, you're a dog. He said, I'm not sent. In other words, but to the lost sheep of Israel. And so now Jesus came out of silence and began to talk to this woman. But even though he said, you expect me to give you the bread that I made for the children, this bread is a healing. You expect me to give healing to the dog. You expect me when I feed for my children. But this woman, this crazy woman, I don't know about you, but we need some crazy women in the church today. This crazy woman, she said, Lord, I don't care what you call me. That's what she said. She said, yeah, I am a dog. But even the dog eat the crumbs that fall from the table. I don't know about you, but all I need is a crumb for my Christ. And this woman said, Lord, I'm not going nowhere. I ain't gonna let go until you bless me. This crazy woman can stay down there worshiping God. I don't know about you, but every now and then I have to lose my mind. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. This one. See? So Jesus, see, Jesus knew. He knew the custom.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hearn Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might